Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Miraj Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio and coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. every Tuesday evening. Tonight we had a little difficulties, and it happens. We don't control our own destiny when it comes to communication. And communication, brothers and sisters, is a necessity. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity. And we, for whatever reason, don't understand how it's so necessary for us to be able to communicate. And we don't have too much patience, or I guarantee you, if there was 1,000 people that came on time, at 7 o'clock, and they didn't hear me, knowing I'm usually consistent, there is exception to the rule, and I try always to be able to come on the dot when they say Blog Talk Radio, New Africa Excellent, Rod Speaks. But some people don't have patience, and they feel, well, something must be wrong. There's a show that's on the East Coast. I'm quite sure you get it around the country. It's called WBAI. And they mess with them so much that sometimes they be cut off for 10 minutes. And they be in a conversation that's so enlightened you want to hear. But because I want to hear it, and I know it's important, I won't hang up. I'll stay there and say something is wrong. And then after 10, 15 minutes, they come back on. And they say, you see, we're not brought by anybody. We don't have commercials. And they explain to us that they only funded by the people that want to hear the real deal, the knowledge and what's going on in the world. I do. So that's why I hold on. I make sure that my clock operates on the time that they come on. That's 7 o'clock in the morning. So 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock, you're going to get an air feel of what's going on in the world. And they're so on point that there's really not another station that does that. But they've been sued. They've been trying to block them. They've been sending things at them, but they keep moving. And they've been on for over 20-something years. And they only run fundraisers. And I send my money. Because why? I want to hear the real deal. And we sometimes, brothers and sisters, don't understand that. So most people tune in not because they want to hear some new knowledge. They tune in, they want to see, what are you going to say? Is that a lie? I don't believe it. But, of course, they don't come to me like that. But they'll go to us, other people, because why? We have this thing about us that we are selfish and we don't understand that Allah, Allah glorifies name, will give it to us. We deserve it. We earned it. Our ancestors worked hard to be in the position that I'm in. And I can't ever tell you, and I cannot represent to you, that this communication is so important. It's so important, brothers and sisters, that you should want to turn on. Now, I have my conference call. And in order for you to unite or connect your conference call, you must have two people. But when I have them on the other line and I don't have a connection, then those people cannot hear me. Now, what makes them different than you all? You can't interrupt me. They can. Why? Because they ask intelligent questions. Now, I send it to a lot of people. It ain't just those in Islam, my Christians and my Jewish brothers and my Hindu brothers. I send it to them, but I don't think they want to talk. It's okay, but I sent it to them. But one day they may talk. But you can send it to your family. It'll land on deaf ear. Why? They pretty much don't care. Why? You know, they say when you're too close to the sun, you come blind. And anytime you hear someone over and over and over and over, ever since you was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20, 30, 40, you don't want to hear that person anymore, and that's mostly your father and your mama. Why? You believe you do your own thing and that you feel that you're going to conquer what you want to conquer on your own. And yes, you should. But there are the same tricks and cons as out there today, a little more sophisticated. So that's wisdom. So if you don't learn wisdom, and wisdom is not something you just teach and you got it, that's knowledge. You have to experience it. So when you understand what your mother and father went through, when you understand what your grandfather or your grandmother or your, yes, you got women in the military, what they've been through. And they teach you what life is all about and makes you a better person. So you don't fall in that same hole that your parents fell in. Because they're going to teach you. They want you to be better than they are. That's right. You should stand on your father's shoulder and reach for the sky. But the way the youth are going today, they start all over again. And it's going to take them a long time till they wake up, till they come to the understanding. This is a real world out here. And because it's a real world out here, you have to experience it. So if you are taught, whoever, it could be your uncle, it could be your best friend, it could be your husband, it could be your wife. If she got wisdom and she's teaching you and giving back that what she learned and what she experienced, it should be beneficial. But for some reason, we don't have time for that. Or you got men that prefer to just keep traveling. I don't have time to listen to my father. I ain't got time to listen to my mother. I don't have time to listen to none of my relatives. But don't get in trouble. As soon as you're in trouble, who you call? Mother, father, your relatives, your siblings. Why? You're in trouble. So this is why God says, if there's a person that will not sin, well, I'll take that back. If there's a group that's bigger, that's larger, if there's a group of people that will not sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise them from the earth and replace them with one that will sin. Now you say, whoa, how do you define that, Barad? It's simple. You only go to your Lord when you look like you are out of it. You're sick as I don't know what. You can be down and out and don't want to quit, want to commit suicide. You go to your Lord. When you think you're dying, you go to your Lord. So you only go when you need him. Well, that's the same way on earth when it comes to man. You usually only come to man when you need him. Outside of that, you don't need him. It's till you do. And let me tell you something. What's going on with this voting and how it's going to turn out? Well, you asked me a question. Am I going to vote? Yes. If you ask me a question, how you think it's going to turn out? I said, well, the way Allah wills. If President Donald Trump gets back in office, however he gets in, is meant for him to be there. If Biden gets in, is meant for him to be there. Well, they say it's too evil. Well, you can always repent. You can always repent, brothers and sisters. I don't care who you are. You're a human being. You have a right. One day you'll repent. But God's the best. No, he can't come and abuse us and mistreat That's over with. But collectively, he can't do anything to us. I don't care who gets that. That's a community. But we're not a community. We're individuals. So let me tell you what happened just recently. And I want you to think about this. There's a young lady that decided to send her child to a better school so she can be educated. But it's against the law that the parent will use whatever way they know how to get that child in that good school. You out of your zone. Now, why did they give us a zone, brothers and sisters? They don't want you to learn. So stay there in the ghetto. But don't come over here where we teach them. That's a no-no. During slavery, you'd be whipped if you went against the law. Well, they can't whip us. They can't kill us for that. But look what they did to this African-American female. Gave her 5 years in jail. 5 years. 5 years. She has nothing but a future and thought she had a future for her daughter. But they sent a message. You better not get caught because we will punish you. Do this mind you of slavery, modern day slave, 5 years, but I don't see Black Lives Matter jumping up and down. They have to know. They stay up on current events. I listen to WBAI. That's what I listen to. And sometimes they don't have it. But just so happened they had it. And this is a disgrace that we will allow this to happen. 5 years. How many Caucasians got caught? And that was only a few. They ain't telling you about the hundreds of thousands of mothers that paid for their child to get that piece of paper without studying. Did they give them 5 years? Because that's a big no-no. But they are Caucasians. They got the right complexion for the right protection. They're protected. So, yes, they paid money, $50,000, $100,000, $200,000. But these mothers are millionaires. They're actresses playing the big movie. And that's all. You know what? $50,000, $100,000 to a multi-millionaire is like $1,000 coming out of your pocket. You can feel it. And that's when they feel it only. But it's not going to break them. And hell, they'll pay much more if you don't mention their name. This is what's going on today. They call it Pack the Room. Well, what do they mean, pack the room? To have more people there to say that this judge should not get in. It's a major game going on. Now, when we was in school coming up, we saw a chessboard, but we didn't play it. We played checkers, and some of us didn't play that. So if you don't know how to play chess, there's no need you being there unless you learn it. You want to play chess. I never wanted to play chess. I don't think I need to be sitting anywhere for hours just to win. And I'm not a gambler. And sure, I'm not a chess expert. But I believe it's something for the children to use instead of being on watching these guns. People shooting this one shooting that one, and the way that things are coming across the TV going into the bedrooms of our children, sure, I would love for you to. I'm not knocking chess. I'm just saying that's what they're doing today. They're playing all around us. But what we don't understand, and we go to church every Sunday, and we read our Bible every Sunday, every Saturday, how about during the week? But very rare do they read that Bible. But there are some that reads and some that goes to the church. But their character is totally different. For everything that was told in the Ten Commandments, they do it. They say not to do it. No intoxication, but they will drink, men and women. No fornication. Oh, that just went out the window. No adultery. Oh, my God. This is why people are being murdered and killed. This is why men don't like women and vice versa. Because they commit adultery. They commit fornication. These are the things that's told in their religion that they shouldn't do. They do it. Now, if I'm separating Islam from the gospel? No, because in America, 80% of us came to Islam from being a Christian. So we did it as Christians, and you bring it over into Islam. But that's why the Honorable Muhammad didn't give us al-Islam, because he had to teach us and train us. We don't do that, not over here. And so they came and they loved the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and boy, they was cleaning up. But all of a sudden, here come new entities. And those entities, whether it was Black Power over here or the Black Power over there, all these different organizations that was created was to keep you away from the path that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased, from Grand Paradise was keeping us sober. Oh, did we learn? Yes, we got so strung up, strung out on the goodness that he gave us that we was getting better and better and better. We didn't smoke. He used to say fire on one end, a fool on the other. We didn't want to be a fool, so that cigarette was gone. We didn't drink. Why we don't drink? Because there's no intoxication. So we had to give up the wine. We had to give up the liquor. Then it came reefer. You had those who were smoking reefer out there, came into the Islamic world, and they had to smoke reefer in order to read the Quran. Now, how you reading the Quran, you ain't in your right state of mind. But we were learning. Clean up. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Yes, we had to learn to be clean. We didn't walk out the door unless we were sharp. You didn't know who we were. You didn't know who was rich. You didn't know who was poor. You didn't know how much money we had, but we looked like money because we were stepping fast right down to the modern day time. That drew the females to us. Why? Got out. They don't beat you. They don't smack you. They don't whip you. They don't scream at you. They don't curse at you. What do? They take care of you. I was born in Islam. And the women came. They were coming. And it got so good that our parents started saying, Assalamu alaikum. Then I say, Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. What's up, mama? What's up, dad? They even allowed us to change our name, because your name could be Woolly Gray Cadilla Hopper. And you took that Cadilla Hopper, the Woolno, and you Woolly X. You Woolly 2X. You Woolly 5X. You Woolly 125. Yes, you C10. We was moving in the right direction, brothers and sisters. And then he told us to go into business. But you got to have a business mind. You got to have an accountant. You have to have a lawyer. You have to have your proper papers. You have to have your tax man. You got to have everything. or hell, you were never going business. You don't worry about that. Just open up a business. Then when you start making money, when you start making brothers and sisters, when you begin to make money, then what do? You go get those different entities that can help you. You got the money, but not before. So if you're on Chancellor, we rule Chancellor. If you was on Hawthorne Avenue, we rule Hawthorne. If we was on Clinton Avenue, we rule Clinton Avenue. If we was on Springfield Avenue, we rule Springfield Avenue. Then we took over downtown. Because there was a lot of people downtown. But they had to look at us because we had on bow ties, we on nice hats, nice suit. And those papers only cost 25 cents. Muhammad speaks. But it's very difficult because a brother didn't want to be called your brother. You didn't come out of his mother's womb, so he didn't like that. He didn't like that you say to him, hey, brother, I'm black. You can't call no Negro black in North. So he didn't like that. So we had to work with them, work with them. And so a brother come and you say, hey, he'll tell you, no, I don't want that paper. I don't have no money. You don't need no money. I don't want the paper, but you don't need no money. It's your paper. I'm here for you. And you give him the paper. Now he got it in his hand. He got to give it back. You can't give it back. You can't let him give it back. That's how you sell the paper. He got it in his hand. You told me this is free. It is free. I know you broke. Give me a penny. You got a penny. Every broke man got a penny. Now, psychologically, he's insulted. So he goes in his pocket and gives you a dollar. Why? He's too proud for you to think he's a broke man. That 25 is paper just in the is now a dollar. Because why? You had to instill in him that he's broke. But you can't do it if it ain't in his hand. He's just going to walk away. He's not going to steal your paper. They know we didn't play that. But we sold a lot of papers, and they didn't like that. Here come the officers, and it caused trouble. And I was a part of that. What do you get locked up for? Because you stepped on a police officer's shoe. They didn't step on his shoe, but hey, that's what he's going to say, because he don't like the idea that you're sharp. And you move it, so it happens to us. I can tell you a lot of stories. But the point was that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, come together. And all these avenues dominated. All these businesses we dominated. We were making our own clothes. We created our own restaurants. We even had restaurants that you close your restaurant and go to the big restaurant at least once or twice a week. We went to the barber's shop. We didn't change. Everybody making money. Money stayed right in the city. Today they're not in Islam. They're in El Islam. They may act like they're in Islam, but they're in El Islam. So now you come in El Islam, you learn divine mind. Your mind is divine. Yes, it's a divine mind. But now you understand, but you can't produce nothing. So you got the wannabes, the ones that never soldiered in the first, the ones that was not independent, the ones that didn't go out and create their own, they become E-mans. And when they become E-mans, you judge a person by his ability. If I put you in a classroom, teacher, in every classroom that you teach, classroom you was teaching them how to be someone, you got the worst class for the last 10 years. They're going to get rid of you. Apparently, you don't know how to give it back. You cannot have the same people and think you did anything. Because when you go in these churches, say 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 10,000. How about CJ or JC? What about Goldstein? He got 30,000, not counting a thousand people. They riding around in private jets that cost $60 million. One preacher said, my plane ain't big enough. I need another $20 million. They make so much money because why? They know what they have that the congregation don't have. They call it revelation. Now, yes, they rewarded here because most of them are stealers and most of them are rapists, very sophisticated, whether it's your son or your daughter. Some of them now today call themselves pimps. And the whole is the women that go to church. Isn't that something? And they printed this. And those three men with gold cuffs are sitting up there saying, yes, we pimps. And the women in the church is our host. And now they got a new thing. They got liquor stores that look fabulous. Or Hindu, I don't know what the name of it is, but and then they come on and say, yes, that's a second hope to run our liquor stores. But what is the third one? Look at them beautiful hair shops, beauty parlors. All brand new because they got nothing but money. But they pimping the community. Now, when we was in the first experience, I would call it, under Allah Muhammad, you couldn't do that. You couldn't come in our neighborhood and disrespect our women. We didn't care who you were. You would suffer the consequences. But we don't do that because you got to understand the men that was in the army didn't come over into being an imam. It's one of those with spineless backs that came over. Now, surely, it's supposed to make a man out of you. I don't think so. They go for anything. And they want to hold on to something they can't produce. So it's not just happening in Christianity or Judaism. It's happening with us. This major company, brothers and sisters, that sell kosher, big family, he bust them. He wasn't selling culture. Now, he's in jail. I don't know how many years they gave. But you know how many Jews are messed up because they thought they was eating culture? And these are men that are lawyers and doctors and got plenty of money, but yet this greedy, low-life man decide to tell them it was culture. There's too much things to do to make it kosher. Well, we think that we're eating halal. We don't know nothing about halal. We know the name. We know what it means. But do you think you're eating it? You got people that look like you selling you meat that you shouldn't eat and calls it what? Halal. Why? Because that Jew was a Jew. Because that man was an African American. That man believes in the Torah. This one believes in the Holy Quran. That's what they say. But you don't know what you eat. And frankly, my dad, you don't give a damn. Why? Because you don't ask no questions. You want to prove it. You see, brothers and sisters, it's one thing to open up a store, call it halal. But you ever never ask the question, where did the meat come from? Did you ever go with them to see where the meat comes from? Well, all of them, pretty much, and you show me any one, I'll call you exceptions to the rule, all of them got to go to the Jewish butcher farm to order to slay that animal. Why? We don't own none. We don't raise any. But you got to go there if you want to slave, because they stamp approved. So not for 1 year and you find your home. Not for 10 years and you find your home. Not for 30 years and you're raising your own cattle. You do it for the rest of your life because all you care about is yourself. Well, brothers and sisters, you don't give a damn. You don't care about the people. So same way with that rabbi that was praying over those animals, the animals was alive. In a car, he's in jail. Well, they ain't locking them up here. Why? Because they want you to eat something that they can't sell. What is it called? Can't be halal if the animal is sick. So if you follow the Holy Quran, that one you got to slay. It's not for any human being. Whoa. Yes, it is. Who are you going to give it to? Give it to my Negroes. Give it to my African Americans. Give it to those who are deaf and blind. They don't have no common sense. Send the meat down there. Well, how are we going to get it down there? Give it to people who they love, and they can make more money if we use them to tell them it's allowed. Right now, today. But we have no farm. We don't raise no animals. They don't found out that the way they feed the animals is more for a kindergarten way of explaining it to you. They are given hormones have a lot of femininity in it. So they say a lot of young men are singing soprano. So, well, you can sing. No, brothers and sisters. They are not supposed to raise that animal with that femininity yearning in them. Got to cut it out. It might help them to grow. But at a certain time, they're not removing it. Then you wonder why prostrate. What happened? What's going on? Coming so, because what you eating got nothing to do. This is the way God created you to have prostrate. You got prostrate because you're not eating properly. You're not eating properly. That meat is no good. Now, there's nothing in the Quran that says you're supposed to be a vegetarian, but you got to eat clean. Why are you eating clean? You don't even know what you eat. The same way those Jews, they wasn't coming behind their brother. They figured they were going to get culture. So that was a major sin. To us, oh, I didn't know. But I sure like that pork. I know it's not good for me, but I'll eat it. And so if you can eat pork, then give them those terrible animals. And then don't let them cook it, because anything, I was in the butcher store with a Jewish lady, and she says, may I have some ground beef? Well, may I want some ground lamb? He says right there, no. I want to see you ground it. I never knew what that meant. I was just a young guy. I was eating meat back then. So I wonder why this Jew is asking her brother, I want you to ground me up. I want to see it. And come to find out all the nasty meat, you know, cold cuts is not really good for you. Cold cuts is the scrap on the floor that you throw away. So guess what? You make bologna, whatever it is, everything out of that. But more important, what you don't know, they throw in all kinds of garbage with anything they grind up. So you don't have 100% beef. You don't have 100% lamb. You don't have 100% goat. Not if you chop it up. Because why? They're going to throw bones in it and all kinds of stuff so it can weigh. See, the Quran says your scales must be fair. Now, you might talk about the, God ain't talking about the physical scale. It's their mind. It's lopsided. So they don't care. They won't feed their babies that, but they're going to feed it to you. Anything going to make it. See, Allah punish you when you're up. When you're down, you're punishing yourself. You can get up from there. But when you rise high and think you're bigger than everybody, that's when he comes. And you will suffer. Now, there's two kinds of weapons. Everything Allah does is a choice. One, to get punished because of his sin. The other one, get punished because of his greed. He got greed in him. He just wanted for him. He want him to shine. He don't care about nobody else. And so when this has happened, everything that calls the house of worship is failing, including the Christian church. It's failing, including the Islamic masjids. It's failing. Why? Because Allah knows you. It's got to be a change. It's the only way we're going to grow. You got to change your whole attitude, your disposition. You got to come back to be a community. Because that's what we're supposed to stand for. And so they sentenced this lady to 5 years in prison. 5 years, brothers and sisters, is sad. But there's 5 million of us. Oh, we don't want to help her because she's not my mother. She's not my aunt. She's not my sister. Why we don't want to help her? And that's why. The reason why you know today, because everything in the dark is coming to light. Have they been doing that to people prior to that for other reasons? Same situation. Is that we suffer worse than anyone. Because in their mind, you still are 3/5 of a human being. Stirs me that we think we broke. You think you're broke, you're broke. I heard somebody say, because it could have been me, they said, well, he don't have the money he used to have. Well, that may be true. But to say a millionaire is broke, no, that's your broke understanding. When they are used to making $10-15 million all in an hour or two, you got money. And you can't make that no more. You don't have money like that. But you ain't broke like you. Because you can't even buy some food. You can't even tip a person. You can't help your children. You can't. Yeah, you broke. You don't have gas in the tank. Why? Because you broke. Well, let's forget the physical material substance. You're broken your morals. You're broken your decency. You're broken your spirit. You're broken your taqwa. You have just gave up on life. And that's why you're broke. And unconsciously, that's what makes it terribly, unconsciously, you're down and out. Yes, you women. You women, you say, oh, I'm not down and out. I'm not making money. Where's your children? Selling drugs. Where's your children? Gangbanging. Where's your children? In jail. Where's your children? Just hanging around, bringing baby after baby. So you're broke. Where's your husband? You don't have one. So how do you live your life? Well, I'm real. I mean, gotta have sex. So what do? Well, John come by. Now I get tired of him. Then Bill come by. I get tired of him. Then Dick and Harry come by. I get rid of him. Here come Muhammad. I get rid of him. So you mean to tell me you got all those different men you get rid of? That's your life? No, you down and out. You done gave up on life. And then some of them will tell you, well, I don't need no man. Is that something? That intelligent, you say you don't need a man. You ever go in the Quran and see if Allah said that? Did you go in the Quran? Do you see that? But you don't need a man. And yet Satan is a jinn. He can't be a human. He's a jinn. And you think you got the power to fight that jinn? You know how long that jinn been here? Well, if I told you millions of years, is that long? About a trillion. Prove me wrong. You have to fight that jinn. And you think you're a match for Muhammad Ali? And you just stepped in the gym to learn how to box? You're out your mind. So you leave your husband, you're by yourself, and you got to deal with that jinn. Because that jinn is here to test you all the way to the day of judgment. Pushes you. Because the more of you that follows him, consciously and unconsciously, because you don't know it's a gym, but just look around you. Who you got to cry to? Your father. But most fathers ain't with your mama. So you got to cry to who? Your mother. Well, sometimes you can't get the mama, because mama got her own life. Especially if she's one running from this man to that man and this man and that man. Now it's a new thing. I don't need her. So today you don't have to embarrass yourself to go get those toys. You go order them. And it comes 6 long, 8 long, 10 long, 12 long, how wide. So you rather stoop down from what was given to you by nature and go get you a rubber ducky. And now you got nothing that does that. What this? Lord, look like a woman in a closet. Oh, we became so sick in our minds. And you look around and you can't even leave your house. You can't even walk around and nobody knows what you look like because you got a mask on. At least the Lone Ranger only covered his eyes. He ain't covered his nose. But y'all covered your nose and you're breathing all this filth. Now they find it out. Only thing look good that can go around your face is material. That's expensive. But why do you have it on? Because Satan told you that there's three gods. Satan told you that Jesus died on the cross. Satan told you that they persecuted him. Satan tells you that you can have as many men that a man can have. But we don't use our simple common sense. Because if that was my topic, I can take each one of them and spend 15 minutes and show you, if you listen and comprehend, you've been tricked. You've been stabbed. You've been bamboozled. They got us all confused, brothers and sisters. And we don't want to listen because we want to be happy doing what we do. Yes. I'll spend a minute on that. You say, why did that woman want to leave? You know why, brother? Because you're too straight up. I remember a brother coming to me. He said, man, my wife want to do it in the backyard. That's all she do. She said, yes. And bing, 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 and bing, 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 and bing, 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 bing. I said, I'll tell you what. If you don't find a way of doing it, she gonna find a way. True story. Because it's a real world out here. So don't tell me a wife that's successful will prefer to find something that she would like. Husband ain't going to give it to her. But them out there, they so high. They don't care. And don't let them believe that you feel real good about it. They're going to continue to do it. But what you don't know, they like it. That's why they do it like that, because they like it. You be in love. You ain't be in love. You tell me what man know that you got a good husband. You came to him. What man know there's no way he can come behind your husband who you left? So he don't really believe in you. He don't believe in you, my sister. It's just a thing. We call it whatever you want to call it. Here on Block Talk Radio, New Africa, excellent when I speak, I have to give it to you the way I see it. So you don't have to say, I wonder what he meant. No. You're going to get it simple, clear, and clean. So we all messed up that we want to deny our Christians. We want to deny our Jews. We want to deny our Hindus, and et cetera. And they are human beings, just like you. So that means someone didn't take you further in the Holy Quran. Because Prophet Muhammad, prayers, peace, upon him, said all humanity. That's who he was for, all humanity. Not just for us and Islam. He's for all humanity. So are we trying to follow his sunnah? Then assume your responsibility. You should treat every human being like your brother, unless he treats you different. But want for your brother that which you want for yourself. You don't judge a person on the color of their skin. You're still in kindergarten. And I'm not saying if you marry a white person, that means you ain't black. Who told you that? Black is not a color. But black means a lot in Revelation, that you in the dark trying to come into the light. So it's darkness. A lot of us in darkness. And we want to be in light. And the light's on. That's light. The stove. That's light. Look at the thunder and lightning. That's thunder, that's light. But the real comprehension of light is the light of understanding. All those lights come on in your brain. Allah lets you see it for yourself. So it's your job. It's to comprehend. And then work. First come difficulties, fall, get back up, keep working. Keep working. Until you bring that light of understanding into fruition that can be used by all humanity. So we say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise and the thanks is for God. We thank him for the gift and the blessing of the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God. What follows of that salute, that translation of that salutation to the last prophet, the seal of the prophet that is mentioned in the Injil and is mentioned in the gospel and surely is in the Bible as is given in the Holy Quran. We say, surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah al-Rabbi al-Alameen wa sa'asa wa salam wa sa'asu al-Kareem wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. Salakallah wa deen. Brothers and sisters, I'm not one to try to teach on you, but I am one that studies and I try to bring Allah's prolonged into fruition by understanding is not physical at all. To have faith, you have to believe. You have to understand that continuity allows you to make it to the hereafter. I know some of you all, I heard a brother say, you don't have to do nothing in LSR. But you have to try and give it all you can give. And Allah knows you can't come home to your wife and she just cooked and food's hot. And you got to make up Asa, Maghrib. You got to make up your prayers before you eat. Now, common sense, brother, know you are hungry. And to make up your food, make up your prayer without eating, doesn't make sense. But the prophet said we can all make up our prayers. So you keep your wife pleased and you go eat. Now you feel good. You need to do a little exercise. You need to walk because you're full. But go do your and make up your prayer. That's what you have to do. Have you ever thought about praying on the way home? You ever thought about praying because you're standing and waiting for the bus? You ever thought about praying? Now, I don't mean be strange and you hollering out, Allahu Akbar, and everybody think you're a damn fool. No, Allah is close to you in your jugular vein. He knows your thoughts before. You can't fool God. But he knows that you took time out and worship him. Well, that's written down. So, yes, you can do your prayers when you take time out for your lunch. You think you have to go down Sajda? You're going down Sajda. That's your spirit. But you don't do it where everybody can see you. You're in the movies and you're in the aisle holding up people that's trying to get to their seat because you make a Sajda. No, that's a man out of his mind. He's not balanced. You have to be balanced. Islam is not compulsory for us to push on anybody. Allah don't need us to do that. He don't need them. They come willingly or by force. And sometimes circumstances allow you to come running so you can learn what's going on here in society. And so when you start thinking about other people, you'll be able to be blessed by Allah. There was a young man that passed away today, and I wanted to be there. I asked my brother, but I was his best friend when he was young, and I asked him to not let me forget. Why do I go to a funeral with a young man that I haven't seen in 40 years? That's why I would go. Because who? I'm Murad Muhammad, the greatest promoter of all times. I've been in every TV, been in your homes. But I ain't big-headed. So it makes me feel, oh, man, Murad is here. You can't believe he's here. I'm just like you, brother and sister. I get hurt. I sin. I fall. I have to get back up. I get sick. I'm not 100%. And I go in the same earth you go in. And I can't take none of that with me. Because that earth is dead. But I can go in the hereafter in my Deen al-Fitra. And that's who you have to return to. Willingly or by force. But you all that commit all these crimes and go to, you can't get in the hereafter, but Allah don't kill you. You have to be retaught. He has to bring you back to your Deen al-Fitra so you don't graduate, but you'll get in there. You'll get in there because Allah have to, what? Revert you back to that nature in which he created you. And that's why when you're in the hereafter, y'all know, everybody else walking into heaven, but you not. Because why? You chose to be diabolical. You chose don't love nobody. Your toes don't care anything about your fault. Let me tell you something. Let me say this. Let me say, tell them this. This is a world called credibility. If I give you $10,000 and told me you have to pay me back, but pay me, we give you 5 years. Whoa, you take that $10,000 right away, because why? You can put food on the table for the next 6 months. You can do such, such, such. So why? All right, because this is a country. It's about credibility. But Jesus said, quote, if I feed you a fish, you'll eat for today. But if I teach you how to fish, you can eat forever. That's right. You have to teach them. You don't want it all yourself. So here it is. Here it is that we have family members that always don't have what she has. This young lady went into college 2.0. So you got 7, 8 brothers, siblings. They so selfish that if they worked, it took $100 a month and gave it to her, she would survive in the court, in the colleges with no worry. But the family ain't going to give her a damn nickel. But hell, man, you got one in, and now she's successful. And she reached back. Now he is successful. Now the family is worth something collectively. So credibility or credit, you can rent a car if you don't have no credit. You left all your money home and you're stuck on the highway, but how are you going to pay? Better have a credit card. Now, I know outside the country, they don't believe in that. But that ain't our culture. Here, you have to borrow. And most people borrow. And what came to my mind is that there's a deal for a trillion. You will probably never see a trillion in your life. There's a deal for $1 trillion. But this major company who got the trillion is short. What do he need? He need $100 million. So the bank will loan that company $100 million for one day. That's all he needs to close his deal. So if he don't close the deal, he don't get the trillion. But he is short of $100 million. Do that all day. They give it to him. Sure that you get back where he got that $1 trillion deal. So if the bank is closed, you can't get nothing out of it. You can't even call nobody to send credit. Can anybody go in your account? So you're stuck. But you go next door to your brother, and you say to your brother, hey, man, give me $500. I ain't giving you no $500. Man, you don't give me $500. I'll give it to you in the bank over tomorrow. We don't do it. We hold on to it. Nothing comes out. Nothing comes in. But if he would help his brother, his brother might be in the position one day, you got to help him. But more important, brothers and sisters, all of you, and put $100,000 in your account with the deal that you cannot move without my signature. But when people go and check your credit, you got $100,000 under your name. What I need it for? I got millions. So now I'm helping you to build what? Boy, you up there in the eight. You can get anything you want. So I just allow you to fish for yourself. And so I got this one that's independent. I got this one that's independent. Well, you know, in 10 years, we got about 1,000 brothers and sisters that can touch $1 million. But because they knew how we helped them, oh, they are open on to help someone else, not us. We'll forget that. That just goes right out the window. It's a material to them. That's who we are. That's why we can't grow. We're not supposed to move out of our neighborhood. Yes, they're shooting people. I'll go get you another house. But build up where you left. Tear them nasty buildings down and build from the ground. Brand new. Whoa, look at Springfield Avenue now. Look at Hawthorne Avenue now. Look at Bergen Street now. Look at Trestle Avenue now. Because why? We collectively came back with all our means and put it where we grew up at. Is it for us? We don't need it. We got a house in Palm Beach. We got a house in Vegas. We got a house outside the country. We don't need it. But why did you do it? For those who suffered just like you suffered. But you never gave back. You don't think God see that? Then you wonder, you complacent. You do the same thing over and over and over and over and over. And now there's no boats. Y'all can't go nowhere. So what you do? Over and over and over and over. That's your whole life. Sit on a football field. It's a great game. I love it. But when I see all those people, when I see 100 people screaming, when I see everybody at the food counter, who's making money? None of us. Who's making money? One or two, three, four, 10 guys. How do they make money? We buy those tickets. You ever thought about bringing your 20,000 people to your arena? You ever thought about everything that play on that football field, that basketball court I own? Yes, Bron James got money. Yes, Bron James is independent. But Bron James don't have a community. And Bron James, if he made $100 million, about $300 million. You know how much the owner made? Put a B on it. For every $100 million, they made $100 million plus 10. Easy. Simple. Why? Because no Caucasian gonna give any black man that kind of money unless they worth a billion. And that's why they build these conglomerate buildings. And all you see in there is us. Oh, there's some Caucasian can play, and there's some Caucasian can sing. But us do not help. So we say, Allahu Akbar. That means God is greater. Greater than everything we can say. Allahu Akbar. We all praise God. The Jews praise God. The Christians praise God. The Hindus praise God. And we in Islam, we praise God. One of the prophets saying in the Bible, build a temple for to worship God. He's talking to his Lord. He's telling his Lord he would like to build a temple for to worship God. But he also said to God, there is will be large enough. Whoa, this is a prophet. If I use the sky and all of the sky, or if I go out of space, put them together, it is not large enough to worship God. The earth can't hold God. Now, you want to know something? This is from a that we don't know. So let me go a little further so you get the comprehension. We Muslims say that. Yes, we say the same thing. Y'all say it different, we say the same thing. We, the believers in El Islam, believe in revelation. We, the Muslim, believe in the beginning of Adam himself. See how wide that is? How big? Because why? The earth, and we are earthly, no one can measure the earth. Well, we used to say six trillion tons. Followed by 21 in one cycle. You got it, UFOI. You know what I'm talking about. So we was way in the earth way back then. Still don't have no clue, but I thank Farah. May Allah be pleased on Grand Paradise. Farah was opening our minds to think wide, think big. The earth, we are earthly people. So we believe in the beginning of the earth. The beginning of Adam himself. In our holy book, we will believe in all that's in it. We believe in it. Question the Quran. That's Allah talking to us. God created revelation. And that is in the Holy Quran. All the prophets. This is what Muhammad the prophet taught us. That all the prophets are the same. Including the ones that we don't know. Because there's a lot of them you don't know. They're all the same. You can't put one over top of the other. This is in the Holy Quran. And that's what the man is talking about, how big the earth is. Cannot say that God favored one prophet over the other prophets. That's what we are taught in the Holy Quran. Revelation was taught to us that the world is moving in a direction that is going. And that we have to move. Move. I mean, you have to move because God gave us a responsibility. You cannot stand still. Allah created all of this for us, brothers and sisters. And for some reason, you dropping the ball. For some reason, you're giving up. But not consciously. Because that man, Iblis, sorry, he's not a man, that jinn, Iblis, that creature, he wants to prove that you will not understand that God is one. That's his job, is to send you another direction because he asked for this permission. He asked to be permitted to be able to try us. He comes from the left, the right, from the front, from the rear. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, which none of you all want to use his name, isn't that something you're in Greek? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad did the impossible. The impossible with words. You can't say you followed him across his dress. Do he speak like Minister Louis Farrakhan? Nope. Do he speak like Malcolm? Nope. He speak like his own son. Not in fashioned words. He didn't say much, but everything he did say was powerful. So Allah was saying, you can't give him an education because he had not. You can't say he was trained by white society because they sent them to jail for 5 years because of the draft. But what made him so powerful? This is a sign to us that Allah blesses who he pleases, when he pleases. And he was the most powerful man in America. Yes, brothers and sisters. You ever played the game called Simon Says? Simon said do this, Simon said do that. Yes, I knew what Simon looked like. Simon was not a tall man. Simon didn't look exactly like us, but they called him a black man, Elijah Poole, from Georgia. I think it's Augusta, Georgia. But the key is, brothers and sisters, when he said, Jim, we didn't have to hear his voice. It could be given to the minister. And the minister can say, Jim Hutt, and the captain got it. And the captain could tell the lieutenant, Jim Hutt, and the lieutenant got it. The lieutenant can say, Ted Hutt, to all the private soldiers power in America. And all he had to do was say, Assalamu alaikum. And we would chant, Long live Muhammad, for almost 10 minutes. We loved him. There's grown women, seniors. When you talk about him or they hear him talk, they cry with tears. That's how much they loved him. Because why? That's the human being feels in their soul that he changed us from being deaf, dumb, and blind. He changed us from being a nigger. He changed us from being three-fifths of a human being. He changed us to be inferior to someone that don't even look like us. How could you not love him? So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, in the final day of judgment, listen, he said in the final day of judgment that you're going to go in front of your Lord and tell him that Satan, the devil, made you do it. He said, no, Satan's going to say to you, I didn't make them do anything, Lord. I called them and they simply came. And that's what's happening today. Today, they call you to be in charge, Satan. And when you get in charge, you rob the people. It calls you to be an E-man. And then when you become an E-man, you trick the people. They call you to learn the Arabic. And not the Arabic of the Quran, because if you learn the Arabic of the Quran, you will be more successful. No, you're not going nowhere. Satan ain't allowing you to go nowhere. And then you become large. You got 500. You got 1,000. And the same ones that got that 1,000 and 2,000 and 500 and 300, they're all down from 100 to 50 to 25 to 10 to 5 people that come in to make prayer every day. Now, how is that progress? But they don't know Satan is talking to them. They open up a candy store, no, Islamic center. They open up a corner store. Everybody don't go to a candy store. They'll go to a supermarket. They'll go to a mall. But they don't come out to a candy store. But you give them some candy, they'll show up on Friday. But where are they on Monday? Can't find them on Tuesday. Wednesday, they're out of sight, out of mind. Thursday, thinking about they got to come and get some more candy on Friday. They only show up on Friday. Christmas will say, wait a minute. We got Sunday. Packs the house. Lousy. And the Jews said, but we got Saturday. Packs the house. Many thousands. And I thought Friday was fish day. No, those Muslims took Friday and made it their holy day. To the day, we say, Juma Mubarak. Where that come from? Who gave that to us, Junior Mubarak? Mubarak is blessing. Man, all you got to do is say, Joma. That's blessing within itself. In itself, so how do we say Juma Mubarak? Because someone told us it sounds good, so we're going to use it. But Juma, brothers and sisters, is not God's day. Saturday is not God's day. Sunday is not God's day. If you read in the Quran, every day is God's day. Now, why do we put emphasis on Friday? Because God wants to see us come together as one. So around the globe, in every country, on Friday, we come together as one Ummah and make Sajda. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify his name, says, quote, if you only but knew, and rush to Juma. Because Juma, yes, one day with your Lord is 1,000 years. 1,000 years, brother, sister. Who gives you that kind of interest? But money comes and goes. But that 1,000 years allows you for what you've done on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, your peer. Allah watches all your sin. If you only but know, you would drop everything and rush to Juma. You see, I'm a student of Imam Muhammad Muhammad. And I take pride in that, brothers and sisters, because I'll be remiss if I told you, and I always say I'm the greatest promoter of all times, but that's just me to get your attention. As a humble man, if it wasn't for reading the Quran, Imam Wallace Muhammad taught me, go to humanity. But Imam, I got brothers I grew up with. I got brothers who have ex. I have brothers who took on the sunnah. I got sisters and nephews. And he said, you want to grow? Go to humanity. I went to humanity. And my God, I'm like King. I saw the glory of the promised land. The King said something very profound. He said, I may not get there with you, but I've seen the promised land. But what he was saying, when he climbed that mountain, the mountain is what y'all climbing now. Getting to the top is the reward, but climbing is the excellence in the human being. You ever climb a mountain? Just think about it. Your fingers hurt. They bleed. You scarred your knee. Some people break their ankle, but you're climbing a mountain. That's the excellence. You can fall off and die, but you will not stop until you get to the mountaintop. And you too will see the glory of the promised land. But it's not the physical mountain. You are climbing to overhurt the hurdle, that burden that you have on you. And you're trying your best to hurry, so you're climbing. And your fingers hurt, your hands hurt, your knees hurt, you broke your ankle, and you could fall off and die, but you won't give up. But then when you get on top of the promised land, you can see the glory. You can see the glory. You probably can't see it down here. You got to get to the mountain. So you got to take that intellectual mind and elevate it. It has to evolve. You can't stand still. You can't be idle. You got to go to work. You have to go to work. But King says something very profound. I may not get there with you. But why did he see the promised land? He saw it through his daughters. He saw it through his sons. He saw it through the family. His community will get there. That's why I love him. Put it in proper perspective, that's all it means. Is that when you can get to the top and you can look down and see all the people that don't know nothing about being up top. Go take out your dollar. Open it up. What you see, a pyramid. And what you see, an eye. Don't ever think the men that run this country don't know the crime and don't know our laws. So they put a logo in that dollar. And what do you see? An eye. What is it saying? Can see. But it's a pyramid. Meaning up there, ain't too many people can get up there. But when you look down and see how wide that pyramid is, what does Allah say? I allowed you to see. Now go help them. Take enough for yourself. Allah ain't saying don't take enough for yourself and get the rest of them down there that cannot see. This is why I can talk like this. Because these imams, they never been, they just read. They never elevated to the understanding of what the Quran is saying, because it was, we done took over the whole East, the whole West Coast. We done took over this country if they began to read. Read in the name of your Lord that created. But what do you read? Piece of paper that you wrote. What do you read? Read what man said. What do you read? How deep that man created. What do you read? Put it all down and read God's creation. That's what I did. And my God, I never thought that my name would be all over the world. Now, brothers and sisters, and I'm being in the position that I'm in, I'm so stuck on myself. Well, some people say that he just thinks he's bigger than everybody. No, I'm not conceited at all. I am convinced. I'm convinced. La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah. I'm convinced. That I thank the Honorable Elijah Muhammad who cleaned me up so I can pray. In wudu. And I thank the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that taught me how to make such. I thank Allah for that. And now I can see God. And I see why he made us the Khalifa. I see why we're supposed to be over top of his creation. Not as a dictator. Not as a leader. But we the rare. We the last creation that came to this earth by way of Allah's spirit. So the same way they don't want to look at these prophets that haven't been taught, the same way Muhammad the prophet wasn't taught by them. In the same way, all of us that grows to the level to give back, to help our community, and to help them to go through their trials and error, to make it to Jannah, that's the eye up there. Allah said, I only raise a few up. That's what he said. He didn't say everybody. He said, I raise a few. But we don't recognize, because why? He's your daddy. Why? Because she's your mother. Why? Because you his brother. Why? You can't see it. He's from the same community. Now I'm telling you right now, I could be blind. Can't see. Are you going to do the operation? Yes. How many operations are you successful with? 200. How many of you fail? How about you, sir? I did 150. How much you lost? 50. How about you, sir? I had 300. How much you lost? 200. no common sense to say I'm going with the one that lost 3 or 4 or 5 out of 200. I'm going to take my risk with him because somebody gave him a blessing. And this is how you judge. You judge those who went to success. You don't be jealous of them. That went to success and say, can you maybe do it for us? Then you rich and you successful. And you say, what do you want, Mariah? And you know what you did for me? Go back and teach someone else. And if we have that chain, for Allah said, hold on to the rope. But Allah won't let it go if you don't let it go. But if you let it go, you dead. Hold on to the rope. But we don't know how to hold on. So Allah, I'm going to close with this. Allah says, dress my creation. They used the word dress my creation, and you took it physical and put clothes on. I'm not saying walk around here naked. But y'all think your clothes represent paradise. No, that's man's material substance. Let the mothballs get to it if it's wool. Let something tear it. That's man. Got flaws in it. So what do God mean dress his creation? Where's our skyscrapers? Where's the land I talk about that we can raise our cattle? Where's our farmers so we can eat halal and eat organic and not this pesticide that's killing everybody and tearing our men up in their own organs? Today you go to the supermarket and you buy cheap that's killing you, and you got to spend a little more that keeps you alive. But you don't care, because why? It's money. You're all about money. Hell, man, I'm going to eat organic and pray it's organic because I don't know where it comes from, but at least Allah will protect you because they what? You said it's organic. Now, we have people searching, but we have farmers could tell you what they're doing, but you can't eat this pesticide. And pesticides and everything that's cheap. Then they're putting it in your food. They're putting it in your freezer. They're doing so much, it is more after us. They don't care up there. See, up there, everybody who they should be, they don't want to be like you. And they think there's too many of you, so let's kill them all. Give them COVID-19. Tell them they're dying from it. Scare the hell out of them. You know, they think we God now. Don't start me. I say anything to hurt anyone. That is not my intention. I ask Allah to forgive me, and I ask you to forgive me. I'm humble enough to ask you to forgive me. And if I said anything incorrect, I make a mistake. I'm human just like you, but I say subhanAllah. For Allah is the best knower. And if I did anything or said anything or motivate you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your deen and your fitra, your nature in which you was created, stand up in your obedience to God. Stand up in your faith in God. Most important, stand up for your love, for your Lord. That's your taqwa. Now, any of that, don't give to me. Because if you give it to me, you won't get one for one. Give that glory to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifies his name. And I greet you from my father, Adam, the first messenger of God, the first prophet to you and I, our father, Adam. We got his type in us. We're Abraham. We're the first one to come into this world that was human. Peace and blessing be upon Adam. And our father of the intellectual mind of all nationalities. He's not our biological father, Abraham, as some people say, Abraham. He's one that went searching for Allah and found him. So Allah made him the father of all human beings and nationality, because that's who we should follow also. Did I just say that there's not one prophet over the other? And our brother Jesus Christ, Jesus means Muslim. Jesus was created to do the will of God. He said it. I'm here to do the will of God. Some people say he said Father, but that's what he was talking about. I come to do the work of my Father. At least they wrote it like that. And we salute you. We salute Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, son of Abdullah. We salute him with the excellent salute. Peace and blessings be upon him and his descendants and his companion. For he's the seed of the prophet. And he left us two gifts, the Holy Quran and his Sunnah. He didn't talk about no other book, just the Holy Quran and his Sunnah. He learned that, and you can pick up anything you want if you get to understand what that means. And the Quran is our blueprint for us to be like the prophet. No other book is a blueprint. And we give him the excellent salute, because all the prophets we didn't know nothing about, that I was talking about, the prophet that wanted to build a temple. We don't know him, but it's in the Bible. And everything in the Bible, brothers and sisters, is not taboo. It's your misunderstanding and comprehension of the Bible that you don't understand what's in the Bible. The Quran continued that is good. Because that came from Genesis to Revelation, and the Quran continued with Revelation to Anas. That alone should tell you. You should pick up the Bible. At the same time, you know what Steve Muhammad said, don't stay there. Because Satan is there. So read enough, get out of it. But he's not in the Quran. Did he create other Qurans? Yes, he did. I can tell. When you say it, it just turns my nature when I hear it. But the Quran that Dil Shaikhs wrote, that's authentic, that Quran, you can feel it in your soul. I was your host tonight, Murad Muhammad. And tomorrow you will have Imam Eli Obey, comes on from 7 to 8. And then he returns on Thursday from 7 to 8. And then on Friday, you've got Musa that comes on during Juma. And then you have at 5 o'clock p.m. on Friday, my beautiful niece, nieces, and that is Salima, Muhammad, and Nadira, Dr. Nadira Muhammad. I'll never forget that, because that woman worked hard. I stayed on the phone for 25 minutes and said to my baby girl, I said, Gajara, get your doctor's degree. If she wasn't qualified, I wouldn't push her, because something else is meant for her. But she's an educator. She's very intelligent and insurance all the way to her grave. My daughter was a doctor. I'll make her famous right now. All your fighters will be calling me, Mom, come help me. No, he's behind his daughter. I'll send her around the world. And they will pay her. But they would tell her the trial and error that she went there. She can tell them how she woke up every morning at 4 o'clock a.m. and me, Sajjah, I ain't ask her. Her brothers did the same thing. But she got up every morning, because her father don't miss. In the house, and the dam is called, she comes to pray. And one thing she has that the boys don't have, she's been drinking water since she was a baby, and that's all she drinks right now today, is water. I just started doing that But my baby girl been doing that for years. So, yes, I can make her a superstar. Well, I give credit to all my girls. My girls are all successful, every last one of them. I thank Allah. And that's my reward in this world. They're all successful. My boys are successful. Yeah, some fall and they get right back up. Because most of them look just like me. I come around, they say, you've got to be so-and-so. They call them Booba. You got to, we look just like. You see my younger, just like. You see my older, right? She looks just like. And what I do, sometimes he gets heavier, and, you know, when he gets heavy, but when he loses that weight, he looks just like me. Wow. Gave everybody say, talk like you, man, act like you. I can talk about all my sons. And I thank Allah for all of them and all my girls. That's a blessing, brothers and sisters. They all say, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And if they didn't, they would be my babies. That's how I understand the Quran. Good one if you're a Christian. Be a good one if you're a Jew. Be a good one if you're you're a Hindu. So that's my schedule. And then surely I return on Monday, 7 to 8:15. Pardon me, 8:45. Thank you. And I want to say this for all of you who lost a loved one, COVID-19, so I'll leave it there. We ask Allah to separate their faults from their goodness as thou separate the east from the west and grant them Jannah. And all of you who are sick from COVID-19, we ask Allah to lift your burden. Surely Allah Almighty speak the truth. And we ask all of you who's helping, who's giving back and taking care of your neighbor, and your friends and your loved ones and strangers. We ask Allah to give you barakats. Because that's what you get in paradise with. Not with your money, not with your fame, not with your good looks. You get into heaven, brothers and sisters, because of your barakats. Those are blessings. Peace and love.